This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to a wonderful live in-studio performance today. My guest is guitarist Anna Vidovich. Anna, welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's just start by making sure that from this time on, we all know how to properly pronounce your name. Anna Vidovich, correct?
Perfect. You said it perfectly.
It is butchered online by many, many people who have taken their liberties with it.
A little bit, but it's I'm from Croatia originally, so I don't expect everyone to say my name perfectly. So sometimes they'll say Anna or Vidovic, and that's okay. That's okay with me. It's fine.
Tell me a little bit about the town you are from, Karlovac, which was originally in Yugoslavia, now part of Croatia. Tell me a little bit about that community.
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question. Yes, I'm originally from Karlovac, which is a very small, beautiful town close to Zagreb. Zagreb is the capital city of Croatia, former Yugoslavia. So I grew up there. My parents still live there. I visit them. I was just there actually a few weeks ago to visit them. Went to the music school there, started to study guitar there with my older brother, Victor, who is also a guitarist, and spent a lot of time there until I was 18. Then I moved to the States to study more in the States. So most of my life I spent there. It was a beautiful time. Mm. And, you know, I still miss my home very, very much. But I try to go visit as much as possible.
Mm. You have two older brothers,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yes.
You mentioned Victor, who is about 8 years older than you, mm-hmm. plays guitar. Did he pursue a performance career as well, or did he go more into composition and teaching?
Actually, he does both.
Yeah.
He's very, very talented in many, many different fields. He started as a guitarist. He was sort of the first one in the family to play an instrument. My father actually played electric guitar. So I think we were inspired by our father. And then Victor started with guitar. And I just watched him for many years. You know, I was a very little girl, but was so impressed with his talent and his ability to play. And I loved the sound of the guitar, and I just decided to go follow his steps. So Victor was the first one that was, they introduced me to the guitar and taught me for a couple of years. And then I, you know, began to go to music school and study with a teacher. And so I think Victor was the main reason why I started with the classical guitar.
Mm. I love that you mentioned your father,
mm-hmm.
because this is not the way it usually works. Usually the father, the parent, is the classical guitarist, and the kids rebel by learning to play electric guitar.
Yes.
Not in your family.
No. Well, that's an interesting observation, yes, because he played electric guitar, bass guitar for many, many years, and traveled with his band, and they would go on a ship for a month or two and just travel and play, and that's what he did. And then I think because we always had a lot of instruments in our house, we had a lot of old records, and he just wanted to introduce us in music in general. But because I was so young, and Victor was actually the first one that started with classical, you know, that was my introduction to classical. So I just loved the sound of the guitar, the soothing, warm sound, and I wanted to do the same, you know.
Was there classical music in your home mm-hmm. prior to Victor starting to play, or was the classical music brought by his first guitar teachers?
Going back to your previous question, it is interesting because in Europe, classical guitar is very popular, especially in Croatia. So we usually start with classical. I think in the States it's a little bit different. You know, people usually start with electric and then they want to go into classical. So the culture of classical guitar, speaking about Croatia right now, it's a very long tradition. And a lot of people play, a lot of young kids start to play, a lot of girls also play guitar, which is unusual because I think guitar is still considered a male instrument. So I just was brought up in that era where the classical was very popular, and I think Victor, not sure exactly how he decided to start. I think there was a classical guitar in our house, and my father just said, "Oh, you know, please, if you want, you know, pick it up and try it." And he just loved it, you know. And it's just, it all started in our family. You know, it was a family thing. And then my other brother started with piano. He wanted to go a different way. And that's how it started. You know, it's just our father introducing us into music. And not just classical, you know, there was always blues and jazz and rock and pop. Like I said, he had a lot of records, old records that he would put on and we would listen, you know. So we were introduced to music from very early age.
Anna Vidovich is my guest today live here on Jefferson Public Radio. What would you like to play for us first?
I'd love to play for you a very popular piece from a classical guitar repertoire. This is going to be Francisco Tárrega's Recuerdos de la Alhambra, Memories of the Alhambra.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Anna Vidovich is live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. And information on Anna, by the way, at her website, which is AnnaVidovich, V-I-D-O-V-I-C.com. So you started playing guitar at age 7, 6, 7, somewhere in that neighborhood?
Yeah, I was about 5 years old. Five. I started five, yes.
How long did it take you before you were confident enough to put on a public performance?
Well, it took a few years.
Eight.
Well, yeah, I was about 7, 8 years old, and I don't quite even remember. I just remember being so nervous because it was actually my brother's concert. He had a concert in our hometown, Karlovac, and he invited me to play. He thought I was ready to start, and he invited me to play as his guest. So I did a piece at his concert, and there's a recording of that. And when I watch it, I just remember being so nervous that day. And that was actually like officially my first live performance. So it took a few years. You know, guitar is a very challenging instrument. Just to get the sound out takes quite a while. It's like a violin also. You know, it takes a while to just get the sound, appropriate sound out, and to learn how to manage the instrument. So, and to this day, you know, I still try to work at my sound and find the ways to improve the sound. So I think that's one of the most challenging things when guitar is concerned, just the sound.
You studied at the Music Academy in Zagreb. Mm-hmm. And after that training, combined with obviously your formidable talent, I'm guessing you had an option of going almost anywhere in the world to continue your guitar studies. You ended up in Baltimore.
Yes.
At the Peabody Conservatory.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why there?
Well, I wanted to go to the States to do additional studying. I always kind of had this wish to study in the States. So when the time came that I needed to decide where to go, I sent applications to a couple of different schools, you know, San Francisco, New York, Baltimore. I knew that Peabody was one of the, you know, great schools, and that they had a very good classical guitar department and a wonderful teacher, Manuel Barueco. So that was one of my options. And I did receive a positive response from them, and he was the one that accepted me to come and study with him.
As an interesting footnote, if I remember correctly, Barueco's recording of the Rodrigo Concierto is the highest rated recording of that piece.
Mm-hmm.
Online of all of the recordings of that work that have ever been made.
Yes, it
is. So there's a lofty bar that your teacher has set.
Yes,
you,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. You know, and just growing up, I remember his name. You know, of course, with Segovia, Williams, Bream, and my father had a lot of recordings. So I grew up listening to these artists, and dream to study with Barueco was just, you know, it was my dream. So, and that's why I decided to go to Baltimore and to study with him. You know, I studied there for 4 or 5 years, which was a great time, and I learned a lot. So,
and when you finished, you stayed.
Yes,
you stayed here in the United States.
Yes.
When it comes to pop and rock music, the United States is always the destination. Mm-hmm. We have the biggest media markets. We have the most purchasing. We have the biggest audiences.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's so true for classical music, though. That the United States is the most fertile ground for an up-and-coming performer starting to make a career out of it. Why did you choose to stay here in the States rather than go back to Europe or elsewhere?
Well, actually, exactly for that reason, because yes, you know, pop rock, jazz, and blues is very popular here, but also classical music is very. I think when I compare it to the for example, Croatian, the possibilities that I would have in Croatia would not be the same as I have here. So Croatia is a very small country, you know, it's beautiful, but very small country. There's not a lot there, unfortunately, you know. So one of my decisions to stay here is because of what I do, my work. I was able to do so much more work here in the States than I would ever be able to do in Croatia. So that was part of my decision to stay here. And it proved to be, you know, a good decision, because I've started to tour and perform and play a lot of concerts solo and with the orchestra, and so that's why I continue to stay here. It's a wonderful country, and many, many different venues, concert halls, music series. It's just so many, you know. So for what I do, this is really a great place to be.
Anna Vidovich is my guest today live here on Jefferson Public Radio. Will you play us something else?
Sure. Well, the next piece is going to be one of the most famous songs ever. This is going to be Yesterday by Beatles. And this was arranged by Toru Takemitsu.
Classical Beatles. It's Anna Vidovich live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Information at annavidovich.com, and that, again, is spelled V-I-D-O-V-I-C. Let's talk a little bit about this guitar, this beautiful guitar that you've brought in. We'll have some photos up on our website a little bit later today. Custom guitar made for you, correct?
Yes.
By whom?
This was made by an Australian maker, Jim Redgate, that I've met while back, while I was still actually studying at Peabody. A friend of mine had a Redgate guitar, and he brought it for me to try. So as soon as I played it, as soon as I played a couple of notes, I just fell in love with it, and I just kind of knew that this is going to be the instrument I'm going to be playing for a long time. So I started speaking to Jim, and we, you know, he was very happy to build a guitar for me. He wanted to do that. So I've, you know, been playing it for about 8 or 9 years, and this is the guitar I used at all my concerts. And it's a guitar made out of cedar and Brazilian rosewood in the back. You know, very warm sounding guitar, but also very powerful. So it kind of has both qualities. It's very powerful, which is very helpful in large halls, but also at the same time very warm.
From where I'm sitting, there are a couple of noticeable things, at least to an uneducated eye, about the intricacies of guitar. Your tuners look like they're made from something like jade. They're beautiful green.
Yeah.
It's got almost like a protective cover over the lower half of the guitar.
Yes.
Is that just to preserve the finish on it, or is there a functional reason for that?
Yeah, you're right. Actually, this is to protect the guitar from the hand. Sometimes when we play, you know, for a long period of time, our hands sweat. So we don't want to destroy the guitar. So that's why he put this to protect the guitar. It doesn't alter the sound or anything. It's just a protection. And also it's much, much more comfortable for the hand because, again, the hand stays there for a very, very long time. So it's very comfortable.
And one other attribute that I notice on this, which seems very unusual, there's a pickup.
Yeah, there it used to be. There it used to be a pickup there. I took it out because you know, when Jim and I spoke about what we can do differently, I kind of suggested, well, let's do a pickup because there is no classical guitar with a pickup. So
that seems like you're violating dozens of people's unwritten rules that a nylon strung classical guitar should not be amplified.
Yeah, true, but in this day and age, I think, you know, the times have changed and there's a lot of, the halls are getting larger and larger. It's not like it used to be in the times when guitar was played in a very, very small space with maybe 50 or, 50 people. So I need to have a guitar that is powerful, that sometimes does need to be amplified, especially when I play with the orchestra, such as this weekend. It's impossible to compete with the entire orchestra, so I'll have to be amplified. And usually I use just a mic. It's just the times have changed. Right. And, with the technology today, the amps are wonderful. It doesn't alter the sound of the guitar. It's very natural. So
that all said, you removed it.
I did remove it myself. Because one day I just said, okay, that's it. So I removed it because we tried it with the pickup. It just wasn't the same. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't the same. So I just removed it and I said, from now on, I'll just use a microphone. It's just the classical guitar has to stay classical. And it was just an experiment with it.
Yeah. So. Well, I mentioned the things about your guitar that I notice. Mm-hmm. What are the things about your guitar that are of importance to you? What are the things about that particular guitar that suits you and your playing?
I would have to say everything. I think everything that, everything on it is just, it's just so nice and perfect for me personally. Maybe for someone else, it wouldn't be, it's a very personal, instrument is a very personal thing, where you have to feel connected to it. And I did. I think the sound fits me and, I can experiment with different sounds and the guitar has so many possibilities to change the sound from warm to very powerful and back and forth. So I also like the way it feels under my hand. I like the tuners, for example. They're beautiful and very, very well made. It's just everything. But I think the main quality is the sound. It's just the quality of the sound that personally it just fits me and I feel very comfortable playing it. So
in terms of the pieces that are part of your repertoire, pieces that you've recorded, you seem to lean heavily toward Spanish composers, mm-hmm. but you've also excelled at recording the music of Bach. Mm-hmm. Is there a style of music that for you falls on the guitar perfectly?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I mean, it's actually guitar is just so, it's such a wide variety of different music that you can play on the guitar. You're right, I do tend to steer towards Spanish because, of course, guitar originated from Spain. So I think the music that was written for it just falls perfectly. And you can express yourself through the music very nicely through Spanish music, for example. But Bach's music for me is something that is just, in the top. I mean, I love playing Bach's music and it also fits very nicely on the instrument. Of course, there's not pieces that were originally written for guitar, they were arranged for the guitar, but there is a very special sound that you can create with Bach's music on the guitar. So between Bach and Spanish, I don't know, maybe Bach would be my preference. Still.
Anna Vidovich is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. You have one more selection for us?
Yes.
What would you like to finish with?
I'd like to finish with Barrios, Agustin Barrios Mangore, Una limosna por el amor de Dios, which means an alms for the love of God.
Thank you.
The music of Barrios here on Jefferson Public Radio, as performed live by Anna Vidovich on the beautiful guitar. Information on Anna at her website, annavidovich.com, again spelled V-I-D-O-V-I-C.com. Anna, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you here. Thanks so much.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. I hope to see you again.